You're listening to Vatican Radio. Controversy continues to surround the United Nations Climate Change Conference currently taking place in Warsaw, with environmental groups strongly criticising the Polish government for choosing to host a coal industry meeting at the same time. Meanwhile, volunteers from all over Europe are working to create a legal framework for the prosecution of environmental crimes, including those which affect climate change. End Ecocide in Europe is a project aiming to collect the 1 million signatures required to take the issue to the EU Parliament through the European Citizens Initiative. Giulia Cirillo spoke to Lucia Beltrame, volunteer coordinator for End Ecocide in Europe, to find out more about the project and its origins.
Could you tell us a bit about Ecocide and about the people who are trying to end it? So what exactly Ecocide is, and you know, when and how people started campaigning to bring an end to it?
So Ecocide, the term was brought about actually in 1948, after the Second World War. But it was only talked about at high level in UN conferences. And so many people had no idea, actually, that this term had been, let's say, invented. And it had been brought about together with the idea of genocide. So the idea that killing a whole race of people, but also destroying huge amounts of ecosystems and the environment, should be equally a crime. And since then, it's remained in high-level UN conferences until the 1990s, when it was suggested that it should be included as the fifth crime against peace, together with the other four, including genocide. And in 2010, Polly Higgins, a Scottish lawyer, worked to corroborate a definition and then bring it to the public.
I know that your project in particular, End Ecocide in Europe, is specifically trying to bring this problem to the attention of the European Parliament. So can you tell us a bit more about what you're doing and what sort of campaigns you're involved in?
So the European Commission allows for the possibility, through participative democracy, for European citizens to propose new European laws. And so we're using this process, this possibility, to propose this law. We have to collect 1 million signatures of European citizens in a time frame of a year. And then the European Commission is actually forced to consider our proposal and start the process of introducing the new law.
And what can people do to support this campaign?
So we have coordinators in every country. I'm the volunteers coordinator at the European level as well. We have several ideas. At the end of the day, we have to collect 1 million signatures. So, of course, that is the most important. It's possible to sign both on the website and with signature forms that you can download from the website. We are looking to work with organizations to form partnerships and various groups that are working in this field as well, and for volunteers to go out and organise activities in the streets, signature collections, flash mobs, and just get creative.
Pope Francis has voiced his concern for the environment in the past. In fact, in the very first homily of his papacy, so in March of this year, he asked all those who have positions of responsibility in economic, political and social life to be protectors of one another and of the environment. So are there churches or religious groups involved in your campaign? What sort of support should churches be providing? And what would you say to convince church leaders that this should be a priority?
Well, of course, we would love for the Pope to officially support our campaign. It's very important to see and to realise that this is not a campaign that is either religious or political in any way, that it affects all citizens equally. Church communities can do really what all other volunteers could do, so they could organise events in their parishes, signature collections or activities. They can think about what their network is and how to spread the idea, and reflect on the fact that it's everyone's responsibility and that we all face the consequences indiscriminately, really, regardless of our status, our religion or our political views.
Would you like to take this opportunity to launch an appeal to our listeners?
To invite people to check out our website, www.endecocide.eu, and support the campaign.